proclaiming the gospel to the Jew first and also to the Greek. Shalom and welcome to the Everlasting Nation, a radio ministry of International Board of Jewish Missions. I'm your host, Aaron Broughton. With me in studio, we have Dr. Greg Stevens joining us. Welcome to the studio, Dr. Greg.
Good to be here, Aaron.
Well, we've been talking over the past few programs about Bible archaeology, and one thing that is really amazing this year is we are celebrating the 70th anniversary of the discovery of the Dead Sea Scrolls, which were found in the caves of Qumran. You're actually going to be heading that way pretty soon, aren't you?
Potentially, Aaron. The opportunity's come up with to join a dig. It's a joint effort between Liberty University out of Lynchburg, Virginia, and Hebrew University in Jerusalem, Israel. They were there last year, and interesting the timing. Of course, the first 11 caves at Qumran that had archaeological remains of the Dead Sea Scrolls were found beginning 1947 through 56. Last January, they found a 12th cave. There were no full scrolls found, but there were clear shards of the containers that are associated with the Dead Sea Scrolls. They found pieces of scrolls, although none with any writing on them, but these were definitely pieces of scrolls. They found pieces of the material that the scrolls were wrapped in, and they found some pieces of the leather straps that were used to tie around those. So this was after 70 years. They found what, by all prospects, is Cave 12.
Okay. So many people are familiar with or have heard of the Dead Sea Scrolls, but let's describe, maybe someone's never been there, or maybe they've only seen a picture. Let's describe the area around Qumran where the Dead Sea Scrolls were found.
Okay, this is an area about 15 kilometers south of Jericho in the Dead Sea Valley, just off the northwest coast of the Dead Sea. A very, very hot area, very dry area. It can be nearly freezing in Jerusalem. I mean, there can be snow in Jerusalem, and it'll still be 80 degrees or more in the Dead Sea Valley. You're going to drop some 2,000 feet, I believe, from going down from Jerusalem to the Dead Sea Valley. It's probably, I want to say, the equivalent of 15, 20 miles.
Yeah, it's not very far.
It's not very far. Mm-hmm. That's the amazing thing about it. From Jerusalem to Qumran, the area of the Dead Sea Scrolls. As I say, there were 11 caves found. There's many, many caves in the area, far more than where they found remains of the Dead Sea Scrolls. But there are 11 caves that I've identified, you know, from 47 to 56, that were, in fact, locations where scrolls were found. The majority of them found the Isaiah scroll, the most famous, the complete copy of the book of Isaiah, I believe was found in Cave 1. And then Cave 4 is the one I think that, is, if memory serves, is the cave that had the most of the scrolls in them.
Okay. So when we think of the Dead Sea Scrolls and think of the Hebrew Bible, and now that we have that in our own hands, in our own language, it's just a, I think, a miracle in and of itself. And I think the Dead Sea Scrolls kind of reminds us of the preciousness of the Word of God. What's something that we as believers can take away from the discovery of the Dead Sea Scrolls?
Well, I made reference to the Isaiah scroll, and again, that's probably the most famous scroll of those that were found because of its completeness and because of its almost exact content together with what we have in the Masoretic text today. So that serves to take us back almost 500 years of time during which there was virtually no change in the manuscript, at least in the continental content of the manuscripts. So again, it drives home and helps us affirm what you and I have been sort of focusing on some of our broadcasts together, the reliability of Scripture.
Amen. And with that, we can take home and take to heart. Here we're talking with Dr. Greg Stevens, and he is actually potentially going to be going to Qumran helping with this. And if you come back, I hope we can sit down. We can discuss what you discovered over there.
Would love to do so, Aaron.
All right, great. Again, if you'd like to hear this program again, simply go to ibjm.org and you can hear this and other broadcasts that we have. Thank you again. May God bless. You've been listening to The Everlasting Nation, a ministry of International Board of Jewish Missions. For more information, you can contact us at 423-876-8150 or go online to ibjm.org. Until next time, may God bless and shalom.